You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Larsen & Toubro Limited is weighing a merger between two of its publicly traded software firms, according to people familiar with the matter, as the Indian conglomerate seeks scale to compete with global digital giants. The boards of Mindtree Limited and Larsen & Toubro Infotech Limited, two software units controlled by the Mumbai-based engineering firm, could consider share swap ratios for the merger as early as next week, one of the people said, asking not to be identified as the information is not public. Larsen acquired control of Mindtree in 2019. The data compiled by Bloomberg shows that the conglomerate holds about a 61% stake in the company, which has a market value of $8.3 billion and has around 74% of L&T Infotech, which has a market capitalization of $13.6 billion. Meanwhile, as per the government data released on Monday, the wholesale price inflation in the country jumped to 14.55% in March, a four-month high primarily due to rising crude oil and commodity prices owing to disruption in global supply chain caused by Russia-Ukraine conflict. The latest wholesale price index inflation figure is a tad below the wholesale inflation in November, which was at 14.87%. WPI inflation has now remained in double digits for 12 months in a row. Aditi Nair, chief economist at ICRA, said that the jump in crude oil prices was the biggest contributor to the rise in the WPI inflation in March 2022 relative to the previous month. On to some updates about the digital currency. RocketX Exchange has simplified crypto trading with Binance and 1-inch integration that supports seven networks: Ethereum, BNB, Chain, Polygon, Avalanche, Gnosis, Arbitrum, and Optimism. In a statement today, RocketX said currently crypto exchanges are plagued with liquidity issues leading to slippages. At any given point in time, users would never know which exchange provides the best rate for the token, which causes liquidity issues. Furthermore, many networks are available having DEXs, which makes it difficult even for an experienced trader to navigate multiple networks and trade their favorite tokens, resulting in inaccessibility. Moving on, the latest Bank of America Securities survey has shown that with the U.S. Federal Reserve now hinting at a faster-than-expected rate hike cycle to tame inflation, global fund managers see risks ahead for stock markets. The April fund managers survey is bearish again, with global growth optimism at an all-time low since the survey was started. U.S. inflation hit a staggering 8.5% earlier this week, the highest since 1981, propelling fears of a more hawkish U.S. Federal Reserve. Fund managers expect 7 rate hikes by the U.S. Fed as compared to 4 that were expected till last month. Speaking of surveys, 68% of 15,942 micro, small and medium enterprises on the digital bookkeeping platform Khatabook are optimistic about business growth in 2022, a business sentiment survey conducted by the company to gauge MSMEs' growth during H2 2021 said. The survey also noted weak demand, financial liquidity and credit availability among major challenges for 46% of respondents, while 36% said their business was stagnant and 23% reported a decline in their business during the second half of 2021. However, 41% of MSME owners saw growth in their business and about 54% said they did not face any significant issues during the period. On to the market. The country's largest lender, State Bank of India, on Monday said it has raised $500 million through its IFSC Gift City branch. A release said that this is the first offshore USD-secured overnight financing rate linked syndicated loan rates by SBI through its Gift City branch. The facility is for $400 million plus $100 million as a greenshoe option. Its managing director, Ashwini Tiwari, said that the successful launch of the syndicated loan at such fine pricing demonstrates the kind of reputation SBI has created for itself in offshore financial markets, allowing it to efficiently raise funds even during ongoing turbulence in the markets caused by geopolitical tensions and rate hike expectations by US Federal Reserve and other central banks across the globe. And lastly, an update on the stock market's performance today. Domestic stock markets started the week with losses, ending Monday's trade in the firm grip of bears amid weak global cues, high inflation worries and underperformance of bank stocks. S&P BSE Sensex tanked 1,172 points or 2.01% to settle at 57,166, while the NSE Nifty 50 Index dived 302 points or 1.73% to end at 17,173. NTPC soared 6.5% as the top Sensex gainer, while Infosys was down 7% on closing. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.